Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I was so confused. I think you were too, riding up the elevator today, because we have one of those fancy elevators that gives you, like, the news while you ride.
Yeah.
And usually it's like, let's put it this way, it's rich people news. And we noticed that the big story of the day was Magnum ice cream had to be delayed, like the spinoff of Magnum ice cream.
So I'm like, what? I like Magnum ice cream.
See, I've never had
like those Magnum, like those little
bars.
I've
seen the commercials. Yeah, it's like they usually do the sexy commercials.
Rachel Bilson?
That's yes.
I like the one where she's like walking in traffic or on a truck or whatever the hell it is.
So yeah, Magnum, and we were just like, wait, what would the government shutdown have to do with them not being able to release a spinoff of Magnum ice cream? It seems like that would be the perfect time to release.
Yeah, because ice cream is for sad people.
Yeah, ice cream, like, who does it?
Ice cream is depressing. I mean, ice cream is not depressing.
Ice cream is your
it lifts you up when you are depressed.
Yeah, it's an antidepressant.
Exactly.
For many of us.
Exactly. Especially right? After a breakup.
Exactly. And so in stressful times, I'm going to guess ice cream is doing pretty dang well. Like if you go down to HEB or Kroger, I'm a bet there's a lot of people loading them carts with ice cream. Because, you know, after a hard day, what makes it a little bit better?
You're not getting paid, man.
Yeah, no one's getting money. Oh, yeah.
What was it? Air traffic controllers got paid last week and... Maybe, they might get paid again next Tuesday.
Maybe next Tuesday. We don't know. So I figured it out, Katie. It's not actually anything to do with the ice cream that's delayed.
It's because they wanted to say that they were one of the first to be affected.
Wrong. It's the rich people that could be profiting off of this ice cream. The spinoff is just when they can put their stock on the New York Stock Exchange. That's
wow.
The spinoff. And so
it's not ice cream at all.
No, since the SEC is part of the government that governs like legitimate investments, since the SEC is part of that government shutdown, they can't split the stock and they can't get rich off of this run on the ice cream.
For them.
How tragic. No.
Meanwhile, air traffic controllers are having to DoorDash to feed their families.
After the air traffic control. Yeah, exactly. They're having to pick up a second shift at Kroger selling Magnum ice cream for all of us.
But not being able to buy it.
The saddest story of the shutdown, you guys, right there. Right there. The millionaires and billionaires, ladies and gentlemen. Can't split stock. Oh, we can be so rich, right? We can be fractionally
so richer.
Just a little bit richer right now. Good morning. It's Tuesday. We're Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Tuesday morning after a Texans Monday night loss. Boo. Tuesday morning when we've got tickets to the Texans versus the 49ers.
Yay.
Yeah, I hope that is a yay. We will have those chances for you guys to win coming up around 8:30 this morning.
And before that, Trump and China are back at the negotiation table. A hero comes home and Kohler wants to turn your bathroom into a science lab. I guess nothing says progress like a smart toilet.
Oh, Lord.
Things you need to know now, next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
The president is hopeful a trade deal can be struck with China. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are set to meet later this month in South Korea. Yesterday at the White House, Trump again said the U.S. has been treated very unfairly by the Chinese when it comes to trade and tariffs. Trump threatened a new 100% hike on Chinese imports when the pause on tariffs between the two countries ends in November. That'll drive the price of thousands of everyday items up for consumers.
Everything you get from China,
which is a lot. China and the U.S. have been involved in trade standoffs since Trump took office for the second time. Beijing has yet to confirm the meeting. Now, it was 81 years in the making, but the family, they finally have private first class Nicholas Hartman back home. He was laid to rest in his hometown of Houston yesterday. And this, of course, this was the soldier from World War II. His remains were never identified. And incredibly, the military was able to get that done back in May. I know we had the story
when it
first broke.
Because it was wild that they were actually able to solve it.
Yeah, they used anthropological analysis as well as circumstantial evidence and mitochondrial DNA.
Good Lord.
So his living relatives, they were able to do the cheek swab,
yeah.
Right? And they were able to prove this.
Absolutely incredible.
And this was, he landed on Omaha Beach in Normandy, France. And the boat that he was on struck an underwater mine, which caused the craft to burst into flames. They also were hit by enemy artillery fire, so it was an explosion, ignited the fuel source. Everybody that was on died instantly.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to identify some of the remains a lot earlier, but
right.
There were about four that just went unidentified and were in France.
Incredible.
For all of this time.
Yeah.
But now he received the hero's welcome that he always deserved. So that happened yesterday afternoon, and I know a lot of people were there that didn't even know him.
Incredible. Just
right?
Very, very cool.
They just heard the news, and they went out to see it. So, yeah, something very, very special. Hartman's name is recorded on the walls of the missing at Normandy American Cemetery in France, along with others still missing from World War II. A rosette will now be placed to his name to indicate that he has been accounted for. And I don't know if this is genius or ridiculous, but the home goods company Kohler has released a new device called the Dakota, which is a $599 camera that attaches to your toilet bowl and takes pictures of what's inside.
Wait.
It sounds really gross, but the idea being the camera would analyze the images and then give you useful information about your gut health. Say, how hydrated you are.
Whether there's
any blood in your stool.
What? So you're just going to run. You're just going to have a camera.
Running. Yeah.
In your toilet.
I mean, does it go to your phone or?
What is it?
Surely you have to ask for that information. It doesn't just like straight up send it to you.
Like, yeah, that's my biggest question is like, does it just.
Oh, it has a rechargeable battery, a USB connection, and a fingerprint sensor to tell who's using the toilet. You don't want to get someone else's information.
Oh, that's right, because, yeah, then it might send it to the wrong. It might send the wrong picture.
It's available for pre-order.
No one is going to buy this. No one is going to buy this.
Yeah, because besides the pretty steep price tag, you also have to have a subscription. It's between $70 and $156.
So I pay for the camera. I put the camera in my toilet.
I don't want a camera anywhere near my toilet.
And then I pay for the service.
It's horrible.
Why? What is the upside to this?
Tell you whether or not you need to seek medical attention. That's the upside.
Oh.
It's to keep you healthy.
I mean, look.
Obviously.
You're going to have to wait to see.
Oh, my God. They're not even alone.
What? This is
a startup called Throne also makes a toilet camera.
Yeah. I get it. And they're probably, you're right. There probably is a benefit. Couldn't you just preemptively go to the doctor? He's like, hey, I don't feel so. Couldn't you just look in the toilet yourself? Be like, that's kind of, I think I'll go to the doctor and save yourself the money and frankly, the shock of that notification popping up during some kind of a work meeting. That's why you keep your phone face down right there. Good Lord.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
Frito, Katie, the Bull. Yes, 10-man jam tickets. And yeah, we start early with them 10-man jam tickets.
That's right, because we got so many to get through.
It's a lot.
But if you want to go to the 25th anniversary happening November 9th, House of Blues, starring Chris Young.
Oh, here we go.
Brothers Osborne, Old Dominion, Tyler Hubbard, and more. Hang on.
Enough.
The first chance to win is next.
Frito and Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Yes, all right, so let's try this again.
The dust creak and the tombstones quake.
Chris Young. Old Dominion.
Tyler Perry. Which makes me then say Tyler Hubbard and the Band Perry.
Band Perry.
Low Cash Bros. Brothers Osborne.
Yeah. Then
Ashley
Cook, John Morgan.
Mitchell Tenpenny. Megan Patrick. Yeah, I got on 10. I was just
10.
Giving everyone a taste.
Spooky games, guys.
Yeah, because it's a scary good lineup, obviously, and we know you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 25th anniversary of Tin Man Jam, presented by Bud Light, so you know it's going to be a party.
Yes, it is. And this will also hopefully help us out, because we still have not figured out Halloween costumes for a couple of different events. Obviously, our Trunk or Treat, happening on a Bayway Chevrolet, coming up the day before Halloween, but also there's like a whole office thing. We have no idea where we're going as. I mean, do you? We know we kicked around some stuff.
We had some pretty solid ones.
Yeah. One of them was
one's infinitely easier than the other.
Yeah, one was unrealistic. Unrealistic. But maybe this next game will give us a little bit of inspiration.
It won't.
Not at all? Okay.
Well.
Right.
No.
Okay. So pitch me this idea like we were attempting to do earlier.
Okay. So I want to play a version of Family Feud.
Okay.
But I'm not all that familiar with Family Feud.
How unfamiliar are you with Family Feud? What's unfamiliar with Family Feud?
I've seen bits and pieces of episodes, I've never actually, like, I've seen Steve Harvey host it and be really funny.
Oh, yeah, saying something crazy.
Yes,
or whatever.
But I've never actually sat through an entire episode of Family Feud. Like, I get the general, I get the general premise. Like, I know what we're going for here.
This is making a lot of sense.
I've got a study.
Okay, right.
I've got a study.
Right.
I've got the top things.
Right.
Remarks, whatever.
Top answers.
The top answers. This is what I mean. I don't know the vernacular.
All right, let's get
But here's the deal.
Would you like some theme music for this?
Yes, I would, because I feel this is real hard.
Great.
So instead of the Family Feud or anything along those lines, we're going to call it Formidable Feud.
Oh, wow.
Formidable Feud!
Formidable Feud! It's like the feud, but so much scarier. Because
it's more difficult.
Is it that difficult? Like, what's the survey?
So these are the trending duo costumes. Not necessarily couples costumes.
Oh,
take that as a hint.
Yes.
Duo costumes.
Right.
For this year nationwide.
Okay, yes. That is good. That doesn't strike me as hard though. I don't we'll see. Okay. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Because it is so challenging.
Right.
If you can get anything on this thing,
anything,
you'll win.
Anything on the list. If you can name one costume on the list.
Do you want to do top five or top eight?
I think top five.
Okay, we might, in round two, need to
To broaden it. Hey, not a problem. Not a problem. Can you give us one of the top duo costumes for this year?
Costumes for pairs of people.
Pairs of people. Not necessarily couples, just pairs of people.
Two people going out, doing whatever, partying, trick-or-treating. Name those costumes. If you get on the board, you'll win your way to Tin Man Jam.
Call us. We will see how this goes. Coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Formidable Feud.
That's really all we need
Formidable
to say.
Formidable Feud!
I love it.
For a second. Yes. Duos costumes is what we are looking for today. Duos.
Trending duo costumes across the United States for this year.
Now, the cool part about this is you don't have to get the top response. You don't.
You don't have to beat anybody. Really, you're playing against yourself?
Yeah, just got to nail one. We just got to nail one of these. Let's get to it. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning.
What's your name?
Lorelai,
you're up in the Formidable Feud.
Okay, Lorelai, so all we're asking you to do is name a duo costume that you think is one of the top trending costumes for America this year for Halloween.
Question, are we talking about adult costumes or kid costumes?
You know, that's a good question, but they did not specify. And no. I feel that a lot of these could go for either.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
One's inappropriate, so not that one, but other than that.
Oh, great. That's nice.
Maybe like Mario and Luigi.
Mario and Luigi.
A great guess, but no.
No?
Oh, sorry, Lorelai.
Thank you so much. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
It's with Heather.
It's the formidable feud.
Heather, we need you to name a Halloween duo costume that you think is trending this year across these United States. Now, remember, these are a little off the wall.
Yeah.
Which is what makes it so formidable.
Yeah. I think I missed the formidable part because I just had something in mind that always happens. Every Halloween, there's always a female deer and a male hunter.
Female deer, male
but
hunter.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not formidable.
Well,
so I missed the mark, probably.
That's fine. That's
well, you
fine.
Know what? I'm going to say put her on hold.
Put her on hold.
Okay. If we needed to get all the way down to number 10.
Is it on? Is it?
It is
oh,
the
son
10th.
Of a biscuit. Okay.
Is it 10? Now, we were looking for the top five right now.
Yeah, we are looking for top five.
We're going to put you on hold.
Hang on.
It's possible, given this game, you might still win.
Don't go anywhere. Okay. Next up.
All right.
Okay. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
It's Lorelai.
Lorelai's
back.
Working multiple phones.
All right, Lorelai, that's fine.
It.
Let's go. What is your duo costume that you believe is going to get you the W on Formidable Feud today?
Oh, maybe Bluey and Bingo.
I love that personally, but no.
I'm
sorry.
No. No, okay. All
Did
right.
Not make the list.
All right. Lorelai, 0 for 2. We're sorry. One more for this round. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Chelsea.
Chelsea. All right. It's the formidable feud, and as it is proving to be exceptionally, exceptionally formidable today.
So let that guide your guess.
Yeah.
We're looking for the top duo Halloween costumes for this year across the United States. Now, duo, not necessarily a couple. Could be. But what do you think?
Lilo and Stitch.
Survey says no.
Get out of
sorry,
here.
Sorry, Chelsea. I'm sorry.
Chelsea. Better luck next time. Okay. So do we take another round of callers and see?
So now we extend it to 8?
Yeah, let's stretch it out. Like, if you can get anything in the top 8. And if not, thank goodness.
Lord, have a winner.
We got ourselves a backup plan all the way down to number 10. So, if you think you can get one, these are the top trending costumes. Okay, call us 713-881-5500.
I guess trending doesn't necessarily mean people are buying them. Just looking them up.
They're interested.
Seeing how you might go about.
They're curious about the concept.
Being this?
You know what? Maybe that helps steer some of your guesses. Call us. We have more of you guys on the phone next. Frito, Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. The name doesn't lie.
Yep.
Formidable Feud.
And we are, of course, trying to award tickets to Tin Man Jam, the 25th anniversary presented by Bud Light. Going to be a big one. Which is why we're making you work so hard.
I did not think this would be this formidable today, but we're looking for some of the top trending costumes this year for duos. Duos is important because not necessarily couples, just two people working the same theme. So back to it this morning. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt, you're up next in the formidable feud. Give us a costume that you believe is in the top now 8, the top 8 responses that we have in this survey.
You can do it, Matt.
I'm going to go with a couple costume with the socket and electric plug.
Oh, stop it. That's a horrible, horrible costume.
Matt, as much as I hate that, and as soon as you said it, I imagined it in my head.
Don't.
We've all seen it.
No, it's not.
That is the third.
That is the third
most trending duo costume for the year. We're officially out of ideas, people.
That's in the top.
Officially out of ideas. Matt, you've bested Formidable Feud.
You crushed it, Matt. Congratulations.
Nice.
What else is on there? Because we're not going to get to it.
Astrid and Hiccup? From How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh,
you had
right. Yeah, they revamped that
this year. Starfire and Nightwing.
Okay.
DC.
Yeah. All right.
Characters, I believe.
Yeah.
Shimmer and Shine. The little genies.
Okay. Right.
The
kid
show.
Right.
Donkey and Dragon.
There we go. There. Now we're
in the
wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Thing 1 and Thing 2.
Thing always.
How I missed that.
Always a classic.
Dr. Evil and Mini-Me.
Okay.
And then number eight was Chowder and Panini, which I believe is also two characters from a children's show. I think it's like a pug and a mouse.
I'm going to take your word for it. My dude, you are going to...
Yeah, it sounds like something you order from, like, the Olive Garden.
Right.
It does sound like a... What?
I'd like the Chowder and Panini, please.
Hang on the line, man. We'll get you these tickets.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Is Halloween really the worst day to be single? According to a new survey of The Uncoupled, the answer is yes.
Ew.
The scariest thing about October 31st isn't witches or ghosts or anything like that. It's loneliness. More than three quarters, 79%, said that's what they feel on Halloween, lonely. Over half rate Halloween as one of the most emotionally difficult holidays of the year.
That is horrible.
What's even more surprising is another 57% say it's worse than Valentine's Day.
Really? Worse than Valentine's Day? As far as the loneliness, I have never heard, this is the first time I've ever heard
okay, this
heard
part
this in
I
my
get.
Life.
Half of respondents say they'll cry when they open the door to trick-or-treating families.
Okay.
That
all
I
right.
definitely understand.
Because you're at home.
Well,
yeah.
Not only that, but maybe you're having trouble having kids.
Ah, yeah.
Maybe that's something.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
They say severe emotions are also triggered just by cute couples online or out at bars. Obviously not the plug-and-outlet type couples Matt described earlier, I don't think. The study notes over two-thirds of people lie about their plans and would never actually vocalize how this makes them feel. Because no one wants to be pitied, which is probably why this comes as such a shock.
Wow.
Also shocking, it's spider season in Florida. That means, I mean, they're
Add
coming.
To the list.
When
Add
you
to
see
the
those pictures of fields and things like covered in spider webs, and after you make sure it's not from Australia all the time,
yeah.
It's Florida.
Mm-hmm.
This is their mating season.
Oh, gross. Gross.
Right.
Of course
right.
it is. Of course it is. Why would I suspect any differently?
But also, some of this, they say, is mental. So if you're thinking about spiders because of Halloween, you're going to notice more of them around?
Yeah, right. It's like when you're thinking about buying a car, you start to see that car everywhere. So as soon as you get spiders on the brain, then you notice every spider that crosses your path.
Yes, yes.
Wow, so just ignore them, basically. Pretend like you don't know this information.
Well, maybe don't fixate on them so much. Unless, of course, they are the ones to be worried about, like black widows and brown recluse spiders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although rare, they have been found in parts of Florida and also here in Texas.
Yes, they
so,
have.
So, yay. Let's talk about black cats and other spooky news.
Okay.
Tis the season. There are many towns and territories that will not allow the adoption of black cats. I saw this one from a part of Spain that they said, look, we're banning the adoption of black cats from animal shelters because we want to make sure that A, no one's adopting them for sinister reasons, and
right.
B, no one's just impulsively adopting them like people will do with ducks and chicks
yes.
right before the Easter holiday.
Yes, yes,
like
yes.
maybe you're thinking, oh, that would be perfect for a costume, or oh, I would love to just have this hanging out at my house for Halloween. And then
mm-hmm.
after Halloween, maybe you realize you're not really in the market to have an animal.
and then
you just
yeah.
abandon the thing.
It's horrible, but I have heard this. Several times. Like, and a lot of it is probably more related to what you said. The idea that just, look, it's the season where black cats become kind of interesting. And kind
adoption
of,
requests yeah. always increase around Halloween.
Right. But do you really want a black cat or do you just want something that goes with your decor for the next 30 days?
Exactly.
So, yeah, crazy.
I do know black cats are hard to adopt out. So if you want to just adopt one for nice, pure reasons... Go ahead and do that, but maybe wait until November 1st.
Yeah, just give it a week and a half. Everything will be fine.
It'll still be there, I promise. Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Morning, Eddie. So, you know what you're here for. What do we need to know about you and Sandra?
Hey, thanks. Morning. I don't know. Maybe my bar was set too high or maybe I read things wrong, but I guess I didn't see things going like this.
Well, going like what exactly? Just like kind of okay, awkward, terrible?
Well, terrible for me. I mean, like I said, I had high hopes for her and me, so maybe I'm just unlucky or something.
Okay. Well, let's see. Is this a long-term thing? You didn't just meet, did you?
Well, a few weeks ago, actually, we did kind of this, like, I don't know, like a date light sort of thing. I don't really know what else to call it, but it was kind of in the middle of the day. We met up for a coffee.
And that was a problem for you, Eddie, or no?
No, not a problem. Exactly. It just, you know, if it was up to me, I wouldn't have been, you know, it wouldn't have been my activity of choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like from the moment I laid eyes on her, she's just, my God, she's incredible. And I wasn't expecting to spend so much time just hanging out, but we were definitely there for a minute.
And were things good after that, or is this where things like sort of come off the rails?
No, things were great. Like for a while, we were texting a lot of back and forth, good conversation. I was able to get her lined up to do something at the end of the week. And after that, I mean, that's where things just got kind of strange.
Okay,
so what happened?
Okay, so I'll be the first to admit that I probably was, I guess you'd say, maybe you'd call it like extra. I was thinking this could really make a really solid first impression. So, you know.
So. Yeah, so what? What are we doing?
It's going to sound weird, but I made my meatloaf.
Meatloaf? I mean, meatloaf is your big idea.
Yes, I will have you know that I make an absolutely killer meatloaf, and like women love a guy who can cook, right? So I had this whole thing in my head where I'm like, honestly, it doesn't take all that long. So I had the timing down and everything planned out.
It was right.
Going to go in about an hour-ish, and she got there. But then when I got started, the ground beef I had bought to make the meatloaf was gone, like all of it, every last bit.
Oh, so gone. You hadn't made the meatloaf.
Well, where did it go? Like, how do you lose ground beef?
Okay, so I live with my brother, and he had this bright idea to, like, grill up some burgers. So he sees meat in the fridge, and he's like, okay, I'm going to do some burgers.
God, and yeah.
So at this point, I'm, like, totally freaking out. I don't have time to go to the grocery store before she's going to get there. I don't have anything else really planned to make. So I'm like, what am I going to do? I've got, like, nothing. So I don't know how long I just sit there panicking, but she showed up and I had to tell her about the change of plans. And she's just like, I could tell she was just like not happy, you know?
Okay. So she's ticked because no meatloaf. Like that's.
Yeah. I don't know what your problem is with meatloaf, but.
For real.
Well, for real.
He's a hater.
Yeah. But I really hyped it up. Like you don't understand. I think I had her craving like some homemade meatloaf. Like, I don't know, I was going to remind her of how her mama used to make it or something, but then I could not deliver. And maybe she like saw that as a sign of things to come. I don't know. I'd always disappoint her or something, you know, I don't know. But
yeah.
the rest of the night was just super awkward. And that was the last time I heard anything from her. And, I was hoping maybe like this could serve as some kind of apology because I'd just like the chance to fix it before it's too late, you know?
Okay.
Right.
Let's do some damage control.
Why not? We'll call Sandra. Yeah. We'll see what we can do. That's next on Frito and Katie.
Let's talk Eddie and Sandra. They didn't know each other all that long.
Yeah.
It was a few weeks.
Right.
Things seemingly were going well. A lot of good conversation online and via text.
Kind of a half date thingy.
They had a light date. He said a light date, which he would not have picked. So they met up for coffee, but then they spent a lot of time together, I guess, at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Maybe they went somewhere else. I don't know. But now there's really not a lot.
Yeah, and he thinks it's because he was not able to
prepare make his meatloaf.
The meatloaf that was going to be a home run.
You're not a big fan of meatloaf,
obviously. Well, it's not that. I just don't understand. Like, that, how much
there
would you have to love
have
it?
There are a signature dish, Frito. There are people that cook, that know how, that possess these skills, and they have a dish they're very good at, and they like to pull it out in situations like this.
And
so maybe he was disappointed, and that threw her off, or yeah, maybe she just thinks he can't deliver on things, and she'll be disappointed in the future when it comes to something bigger.
Possible.
But let's get her on the phone and find out for sure. Hey, is this Sandra?
Hi, yeah, this is she.
Hey, Sandra, we're Frito and Katie from 100.3 The Bull. Eddie reached out in an attempt to kind of smooth things over. Is that...
Does he think I'm, like, upset about the meatloaf or something?
Wait, you aren't upset about the meatloaf?
I mean...
Or something?
No, if only. You know, the meatloaf, I was actually really looking forward to it, but, you know, things happen.
See.
Okay.
But beyond that, it's just regardless, tried to just kind of be a good sport about things and go on with the date, but, you know, maybe he didn't notice he was doing this, but throughout the date, he kept apologizing for his brother, and it just was like, it just became super apparent that it's like, you know, I guess if you date this guy, you're also dating his brother. They're like, you know, but more so.
How? What?
What? Can you give us more details?
He let his brother move in with him after his divorce. You know, and it's just like ever since then, he hasn't really been making any effort to, you know, be like not a bum, you know, like he's gotten fired from this job and that job. And so he's definitely not contributing to groceries or rent or any of that. And he's just, I'm sorry, but like, you know, he's just kind of letting it happen.
Okay. So, sorry, who got divorced?
Yeah.
Eddie or the brother?
No, my brother. And I don't actually, I'm sorry. I just don't understand what you mean by like letting him get away with it. Get away with what exactly? Like, sure, I let him move in with me because it's still very new, very fresh. And he's my brother. He was at a low point in his life. I mean, his marriage didn't work out, for Christ's sake. She took the dog, the house, he lost his job. And like, his family were close. I don't know in that situation what I'm supposed to do, because I would think anyone would do that if they were close.
Okay, I agree, but I don't think 9 months is very fresh. And so I think by now, I mean, when I say you're letting him get away with it, it's just like, if this was a friend of yours, I don't think you would be letting him eat all your groceries and not...
Right, but it's not my friend.
You know?
It's my brother. It's not my friend. It's my brother. He's not doing
so even more so
doesn't...
that you should be like trying to light a fire under his ass.
I can't just move him out.
Together.
That's too cold. I can't just be like move out. That's not fair.
It's not so much to be just move out and cold. It's just tell him to slowly, you know, step by step. Maybe help him get a job. Maybe redo his resume. Maybe figure out why he got fired instead of just like, you know.
So do all that for him? Doing all the things you're currently doing for him? Aren't those just different things?
Yeah, I don't know. We're talking like it's some like stranger roommate or something that's freeloading. He's not a random guy. He's like my actual blood relative. And sure, he definitely needs to get it together. I'm not going to deny that. And he's definitely a pain in my ass, especially because he's like keeping me from
dating.
Yeah,
he's walking all over you. That's the thing, though. It's as a brother, that it's even more so that he's taking advantage of you. So I don't really know what to tell you.
So I don't know. I just couldn't do that. I would expect the same back from him. And I'm just curious, like, if it was your brother, you're saying you'd just kick him, like, straight to the curb and what? Like,
I would
pull
tell
yourself
him what's what. Honestly, I don't think I'm doing him, I don't think I'd be doing him any favors by just letting him continue to be a blob or, like, just not contributing.
Wow.
I would tell him, I would text his to the curb. If that would tell him to stand on his own 2 feet. Sometimes that's how they have to learn.
Yes, to the bootstraps.
Okay. I don't think you're really thinking it through, like, in terms of, like, the idea that family comes first. I was raised that, like, you do anything to help those people in need. And, like, I don't know. I don't want to lose my relationship with my brother over him, like, needing something from me and me being, like, temporarily inconvenienced by it. You know what I'm saying?
Temporary is, like, you know, a month, 2 months, 9 months. I mean, this is pushing a year, hon. I mean,
yeah, but like I said, that's a lot to lose in a nine month period. Like your house, your wife, your dog, your job, like it just kept coming. And so,
yeah.
And if each of those things warranted like, you know, a month or two, then he's kind of not even near his expiration date of his help from me.
That's a fine point. I guess it's just that sounds like it's his situation and your situation. I don't think I really want it to be my situation.
Well, good.
I'm really,
glad you're not trying to date the brother, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not trying to sign up for all of that.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, we wish this could have worked out. I mean, I was kind of rooting for you, and now I'm not sure what to make of any of this. But, guys, thank y'all.
9 months does not seem like enough time.
To, like, put your... Well, that's what I...
Yeah, to put your life back together.
Because
it did just fall apart.
Like, how long...
Spectacularly.
I mean, in that situation, what are you... What are you supposed to do? Because, like, I think I would have a hard time... I would have a hard time doing what she says, but I don't know that's not the right thing to do in that, you know, tough love
for
and all
you
that.
You or for him?
Oh, well, yeah, but that's... I really don't know.
I could see it being something. It could be a positive, but I could also see something being like a huge negative if the guy's that low. You know what I mean? I mean, it 9 months, long time normally, but dude, his whole life fell apart. That's,
yeah, if it was one thing, maybe.
Yeah.
It was several things, all kind of culminating at the same time.
Well, what do you think? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll talk to you next. Frito, Katie, the Bull, good morning.
Thank you for joining us as we discuss Eddie's brother.
Yeah.
Sandra doesn't want to date Eddie because the bro sounds like a mess.
He sounds like
Sandra.
Yeah, but she referred, she, I think she's describing him as a bum, but he might just be down on his luck.
Which is exactly what's happened. He's lost pretty much everything in the span of 9 months.
Yeah.
So how long is too long to stay at a loved one's house?
Yeah. When is he supposed to kick him out? Let's see what you guys think. Howdy. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
I didn't like what she said at the end. I didn't want to be a part of that. I don't know. To me, it kind of sounded like, why would you think if you're going to be a part of that? It's not your problem. It's his problem.
Exactly. She wasn't trying to date the brother. I don't understand why she said it either.
Yeah, it's just not.
Yeah.
You're
dating the brother. It ain't him.
Yeah. And he's going to get it together.
Yeah.
Maybe not tomorrow.
Yeah. Right. And if he doesn't, that's a problem for a later day. Like
and
a
also,
later day.
Still not you.
True. Yeah. Also
like,
true.
Like, I don't. That just bothered me like so bad, like because I went through a divorce and it took me a good time to get my feet back on the ground, but I still hustled. But yes, it's an emotional journey, so I can understand his point of view. It's like 9 months, like he's grieving, you know, he's grieving about all of his losses, and
it's not as easy as just licking your wounds and moving on.
Yeah, I so as someone that's been through this,
you're saying you didn't get over it in a week?
Yeah, you didn't just bounce immediately. 9 months could be a reasonable amount of time to be still kind of healing from this.
Exactly.
It takes time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. Go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I went through that situation 3 years ago that his brother went through after 31 years of marriage. He's coddling his brother. He needs to get him out there, get that crap off his mind. He needs to push his brother out and make him do something.
Really?
You think? Even though, so 9 months is too long to you?
Yeah, I mean, I had a wife for 31 years, and she decided it was over, and, you know, you can only mope around for so long. The longer you mope, the worse it gets. He needs to get his brother out there and get it off his mind and make him get him going again.
You know what? I can see that. I can see how that might make a lot of sense. It's like, hey, look, you could just get stuck in that house, and then nothing changes. But at the
same, makes it worse.
It makes it worse. Was there a?
It makes it worse.
How long did it take you before you kind of started? Before you kind of wrapped your head around that idea?
Well, and like, did you lose everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she left everything. 31 years. Only thing, I didn't lose my job because I had my own business. But it was tough to get motivated,
right?
And to do everything. And luckily, I had a brother. He helped push me through it. And I had friends that helped push me through it. But if you sit in that house and stare at them walls, everything goes through your mind of what you did wrong, what you could have done to fix it, everything.
Yeah.
True.
That's a good point, man. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
We don't actually know the full situation.
Not really.
So we don't know if he's like actively looking for more work or doing other things on the side.
Right.
And Sandra wouldn't really know either. She hasn't been in Eddie's life long enough.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's weird for her to draw a line in the sand when he's not.
Well, what would you do in this situation? Talk to us. We'll hear from you next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
So a lot of people actually agreeing with Sandra.
Yeah, yeah.
Sandra was upset to discover that Eddie's brother was living with Eddie after he had been divorced, lost his job, kind of lost everything for 9 months.
Yeah.
She thought that it was time for the bro to get out the house, to move out, get a new job, find himself.
Needs tough love.
And Eddie was coddling him in a sense.
Yeah. Well, we're letting more of you guys weigh in on this because, I mean, what would you do? Howdy. Go ahead.
Why is she judging him because of his brother's decisions?
Great question. Because he's allowing the brother to stay with him, I guess. He's enabling him.
Yeah, I can see, like, you thinking, like, if you look at that, you're thinking, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's an unattractive look. I would think it's an attractive look.
Yeah.
Because you're helping
a family.
He cares
about his family.
Like,
okay, so there's, like, a lot of factors. So I do agree. So So depending on how long the divorce was, when you file the petition for divorce, you can't do anything for like 60 to 90 days.
Yeah.
So depending on if he filed the petition 9 months ago, he probably did not get divorced until recently. And some divorces take, you know, 2+ years.
Yeah, they take forever. You don't know how long, like, you don't know if it's still
been going
it
on.
It could be in process, like you said, now. Like, yeah. They might not have finalized any of this stuff.
Well, it sounds like they did because they said she got the house and the dog.
True. But it could still be very fresh.
I'm not so much on her side, but I do understand where she's coming from about the whole enabling thing. I do agree that if he keeps allowing him to just, like, stay in this mental state that he is after the divorce, it will get to the point where it gets pretty bad. My parents definitely enabled my brother. And because of his actions, he's no longer with us anymore. So I definitely think that, you know, if the foot was put down sooner, things could have probably been a little bit different.
Right.
Not saying that would be the case with him, but I definitely do think that if, you know, okay, you had your little pity party because of what's been going on. I understand this is how you feel. But also, it's time to
get out and do
get
things.
Back on the horse.
Yeah,
and, like,
you can't just sit there. It will, if you get moving, it might. Hey, thank you so much. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Well, I think that what she was trying to say was that he should at least be gradually getting things together after 9 months. Like, he should at least have a job right now. And then slowly piecing the rest of the things together.
So you need, if you were in this situation, you'd need to see gradual improvement. Like you
even
need
though
to
you're
see
not trying
steps
to date
made.
That guy.
Yeah, it's just a family member who doesn't. Everyone has a.
Everyone's got a screw up family
weird
member.
Weird family
right?
member, right?
I mean, is that a disqualifier for dating?
No. I wouldn't say that. I mean, that's a point. You know, I think. I'm not sure why she felt that drastic about it. I think she should have at least tried to give it one more shot.
Like she sees the writing on the wall because she's been in this situation.
She's had to draw some lines, and so that becomes a really unattractive thing to be involved with. But again, I keep coming back to like what you said. It's just a brother. Lots of people have brothers that don't have their life together. It does not necessarily mean, you know.
Yeah, but he's kind of there because he lives there. So, you know, you would see it all the time. And plus, maybe it's a red flag to her that, well, he doesn't seem very strong. You know, he cannot, you know, stand up and help his brother through this or give him some guidelines or give him some deadlines. Or anything.
Maybe so.
So maybe it's a red flag that he's just not very strong.
And that would be so hard, right? Because obviously he believes he's helping.
Yeah.
He is helping.
Yeah.
The brother is at his house.
He's trying
which
to.
Which is helping.
Yeah.
It's just he's helping in the wrong way.
Oh, that's frustrating.
But he might never see that. So maybe it'll work for both of them. You know, she can go find what it is she's looking for. And then Eddie can realize, okay, well, maybe we should start to work towards a little something else where my brother's concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
getting back on his feet.
Hopefully it's helpful. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Frito, Katie, the Bull, win your way into the Texans this weekend. That's coming up right around 8:30.
But before that, from a fairground flop to a royal reckoning, and how to increase your odds before tonight's Mega Millions drawing.
Okay.
The things you need to know now, next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Okay, I said flop, but before we get into the nitty-gritty, I should say the State Fair of Texas, it didn't bomb. That's not fair. 2 million people still came out in these trying
Good
times.
Lord. Okay.
That said, it did see a massive drop in attendance to the tune of 400,000 people.
They lost 400,000?
Almost.
Wow.
Half a million.
Ooh.
But fair officials say anywhere from 2 to 2.5 is typical. So again, not a complete disaster, but when you're trying to increase your numbers year over year, not great.
Yeah.
What was the problem? Things you'd expect. Price.
Yes.
Affordability.
You realize how expensive it is?
Yes, all across the internet were the posts that families were saying they had to skip it because they simply can't afford it, even with discounted admission, like even with tickets that were cheaper, because it's not all inclusive, right? Like once you get in, you're going to want to buy the food.
How much is a corny dog?
Price of all that's gone up.
How much is sausage on a stick?
What about games?
That's more.
Those ain't free.
No, they're not.
Just wasn't in the budget. The The Fair's busiest day this year was October 11th, the annual Red River Rivalry football game with UT and the University of Oklahoma. More than 193,000 people attended the fair that day, with more than 148,300 going to the game. But last year, there were about 211,000 fairgoers on the day.
That's, I mean, yeah, it's going to go up and down. 2 million is still a hell of a big event.
That's a lot of humans. According to the fair, there are also no safety or security incidents on the fairgrounds this year, to which it credits new safety measures.
Really?
The state fair will return September 25th through October 18th, 2026.
Okay.
And man, compare that to the Austin issue after the F1 Grand Prix. When it wrapped Sunday, like 40,000 people were racing to Austin Bergstrom International.
I saw this.
Security lines were spilling out the doors, like even after passengers were told to arrive hella early, like 2.5 hours for domestic and 3+ for international.
Yeah.
They said it didn't break any records, but it was one of the top 5 busiest travel days in the airport's history. I'm just thinking it was during a government shutdown.
That's,
when who even knows if everyone showed up for work that day?
That was my thought. It's like that you kind of knew it was coming.
It should break a record.
It's an F1 race in Austin. It's a big deal. But with that is a hell on earth type scenario. The Austin airport is not built for a ton of people. It's just not. And yet, you know, you have those days. And like you said, now, who knows who's even there to check people in? That's
crazy.
That's not
crazy.
Good.
The Virginia Giuffre's memoir is out today.
Yes.
The one that lays bare the Epstein trafficking. Now, this is a posthumous memoir. She took her life in April of this year. The book is titled Nobody's Girl, a memoir of surviving abuse and fighting for justice, and reveals details on how she was groomed as a teen by the late Jeffrey Epstein and others. There are several bombshell moments that are being reported
in the
book.
No doubt.
No. And the release of the memoir is one of the reasons Prince Andrew agreed to give up his royal title officially this week.
Holy cow.
So he's trying to distance himself from the royal family as his ties to Epstein and to Giuffre's are back in the news.
Yeah.
I have decided, as I always have, to put my duty to my family and country first. With His Majesty's agreement, we feel I must now go a step further. I will therefore no longer use my title or the honors which have been conferred upon me. So he's long denied any wrongdoing in his ties to Epstein.
Yeah.
Maintaining he has no recollection of ever even meeting Giuffre's, who accused him of sexual assault 3 times.
Yeah.
When she was 17.
And
she actually sued him in 2021.
Right.
Ending in an undisclosed settlement outside of the court, again, with him admitting no wrongdoing.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. His ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, a.k.a. Fergie, is also dropping her titles.
Oh.
The Duchess of York will be no more. The daughters, though, will retain their titles and participation in royal life.
Holy cow.
And Prince William says when he's king, he'll ban Andrew and Sarah from royal life outright. Again, the daughters, Princess Beatrice Eugenie, would continue to be welcomed.
All right.
And in a bit of potential good news, ChatGPT really can't do all that much for you. Not well, anyway, but could it win you some cash? It can, and it has.
I'm listening.
A month ago, a woman in Virginia hit Powerball, utilizing numbers she was given by ChatGPT for $150,000. Not the jackpot, but nothing to sneeze at.
I don't care. Yeah,
and
good.
It hit again. 4 numbers plus Powerball in Michigan.
Really?
For a woman earning her $100,000.
That's...
Just saying, let that serve as your reminder. Mega Millions is drawing tonight. Jackpot is $650 million.
Right.
Cash option of just over $304 million. No one's won that jackpot in 3.5 months. So what have you got to lose?
Wow.
Those are the things you need to know. Or Frito and Katie.
Frito, Katie, the bull. We were talking about this earlier. Do we know why one of the lottery jackpots seems to be moving at a normal pace? And then another of the lottery jackpots.
Wait, did we talk about it or did we figure it out?
Well, I know we had talked about it
we talked about it on air too because I keep driving by the sign and because I had asked if the lottery had anything to do with the shutdown because the Mega Millions is moving at such a glacial pace because last week it was at $625 million and now we're only up to $650.
It's like barely.
And I know it's going, but like.
That's not
Mega
a regular
Millions,
pace.
Or Powerball was at zero and it's already up to $325 plus million.
Yeah, it seems like it should be
like
much
higher?
Much, much higher.
But I guess if no one's winning it and then you're having to cash out the smaller prizes.
Yeah, maybe no one's.
But still.
So if a lot of people aren't playing, maybe that's the one. Like you said, that's the one. To use them ChatGPT skills.
I'm playing it, and I'm asking for my numbers right now.
Start punching it in. If you're looking for Texans tickets, stick around. Those are next. Frito, Katie, Dreaming of winning big. Mm. You guys, dreaming of winning big. Did it yield? Well, don't tell me your numbers. I'm asking, that'd be stupid. But did you get something you liked?
Warming him up first.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. Just kind of.
Want him to be on my side.
A little back and forth.
Want him to see me as a friend.
Don't you insert your bank balance? Anyway. 713.
Help me, I'm poor.
881-5500 is our phone number. We have tickets to the Houston Texans versus the San Francisco 49ers, and you're going to win them with the Wheel of Texans. Know the drill here.
Yeah, what you know about Texas?
What do you know about Texans? What do you know about the Texans? All of which could come into play. You never know.
If it involves Texas, it's fair game.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to call us at 713-881-5500. We're going to spin the wheel three times. That will produce three questions for you to answer. If you get two out of the three right, we send you to NRG this weekend.
We do give you multiple choice.
That makes it hopefully somewhat easier. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us, the Wheel of Texans, coming up next. Frito, Katie, the Bull, our phone number is 713-881-5500. It is a beautiful morning for a game of Wheel of Texans. Try to give away some tickets to the Texans versus the 49ers today. And let's go to the phones to meet our contestant. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Oscar.
Oscar.
Oscar, you're up.
It's time for the Wheel of Texans. Let's spin that wheel.
Remember, we're going to spin not once, but thrice.
Yes. Three questions.
Different categories, ideally. Guess it could be the same.
That's a good point.
Big ass brand.
Okay, big ass brand. So brands and things from this great state. Name the soda invented by a chemist in Waco, Texas in 1937 that is such a unique flavor it's been compared to everything from bubblegum to cotton candy. Is it A, Big Red, B, Dr. Pepper, or C, Mountain Dew? Now think about it, Oscar.
Man, I'm going to go Big Red.
He's got it. Big Red. While,
very
yes,
nice.
Dr. Pepper was
very
also
nice.
Invented by a pharmacist in Waco, and it too contains a unique flavor profile. That year was 1885.
I genuinely did not know Big Red was a Waco product.
Yeah.
Good looking out there, my man. All right. One away from the win.
Texas Triumphs.
Texas Triumphs. According to a recent WalletHub study, Oscar, comparing the 100 largest U.S. cities, this Texas town ranks the best city in America for drivers.
Oh.
Is that A, Plano, B, Laredo, or C, Corpus Christi?
Oh, man.
We talked about this.
We did discuss this.
Within the last few weeks.
This would be a freebie.
I'm gonna go. Oh, man, I know it should be. I'm going to go Corpus Christi.
Oscar, you got it.
Got it.
You did it.
Yes.
Oscar, did you hear us discussing this on the show, or did you?
I didn't. I'm going to be honest.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, they looked at 30 factors across four categories: cost, traffic, safety, and access to car services. And Corpus scored 66.81 points.
I just think it's a little unfair to compare, to put us in the same pot for city. And again, not that we would ever
be considered
the best. Well, but they
were looking at many, many factors. Again, third lowest gas prices in the country for Corpus.
Not bad.
Lowest parking costs.
Not bad.
Drivers spend less time in traffic. Second place and lowest time spent in congestion.
I cannot dispute any of this.
They got good bridges, too.
A win for one Texas city is maybe a win for all Texas cities. Doesn't matter, dude. You're going to the Texans this weekend. Hang on the line,
right,
okay?
On. All right.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Presented by McDonald's.
Da 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 da. No.
You think McDonald's sponsors the freebie? I think they do.
I would like to say McDonald's.
McDonald's is good like that.
They cool. They want things to be easier. They want things to be happier. Like you winning the Money Minutes.
Like you feel when you see the golden arches.
Oh, Lord.
They were my husband's salvation when he was first in the country and he didn't know, even where to buy groceries, and he thought a gas station was a grocery store.
But he knew McDonald's.
But he saw those golden arches, and he knew that he was saved.
That was home. That
he
was
get free Wi-Fi, great meals, and unbeknownst to him at the time, free refills.
Don't sleep on that. That's an American thing. That's not y'all. You think
never take that for granted. Don't you
ever? Don't you ever forget that in America. We got them free refills.
Home of the free refills.
When you dine in.
Okay, so freebie, an answer for today's Money Minute, which is coming up in just minutes. You can still sign up. There's still time. We could still call you. It's totally random once you've entered. And all we ask is that you answer 10 trivia questions correct in 60 seconds. Some people find that harder than others. And so the freebie was born. One of the answers today, Athens. Athens. So if we call you, just know Athens is one of the answers. Come up with the other nine. You win $100 thanks to our friends at McDonald's.
All right, get sharp. The Money Minute coming up next.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
You know, some people just have all the luck, Katie.
I know. I know.
The luck. Yesterday, I had a chance to talk with Jadon/JD on the occasion of winning tickets to the Houston Texans. And then we gave you a little something extra because it's your birthday week. And we gave you tickets to, Tin Man Jam.
Tin Man Jam, yes.
That little thing we're doing. And I did not even realize that JD was the same as Jadon, who we were scheduled to call today for the Money Minute. So he could get even richer. He could go 3 for 3. How you feeling, man? I mean, this is... I feel like it's...
I'm excited and nervous at the same time.
I feel so, like it's fate.
3 for 3 is a lot.
Let's do it. All right.
So as you know, you got to get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass and we'll go to the next one. We will give you another crack at your passes if we have enough time left at the end. But you can't change answers once you give them. Does that make sense? Sure.
Yes, it does.
Katie, say when.
I think we mentioned everything except that this game is now sponsored by McDonald's.
This is going to take me a day or two to get used to. Yes, brought to you by our very good friends at McDonald's.
Plug aside, I am now ready. What is the primary ingredient in the Middle Eastern dish falafel?
Chickpeas.
What American comedian and actor best known for his role on 30 Rock was in a limo hit by a Walmart truck in 2014?
Tracy Morgan.
The first Barbie was designed wearing a black and white what?
Bathing suit.
According to the slogan, America runs on what?
Pass.
What did Henry Ford invent?
Ford vehicles.
There were two main city-states in ancient Greece, Sparta and what?
Athens.
33 times 7 equals what? 33 times 7.
Ooh. 231.
What is the body's weakest and most commonly broken bone?
Oh. No!
Wait, if he has an answer. The body's weakest and most commonly broken bone.
Ooh. It'll be a total guess. The hand...
Something in the hand. Very thoughtful, very well measured. How did he do?
The collarbone.
Was it the collarbone?
Oh, collarbone.
That's the most frequently broken bone in the human
body. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that one.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
The collarbone, not your sternum.
No. You know, it does make sense now that I think about it. Like, kind of, that seems like the breakable one.
What are you even doing back there,
right,
buddy?
Okay,
so let's go over the rest. According to the slogan, America runs on...
Dunkin'.
Oh, Dunkin', yeah.
Dunkin'.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. Yes, that makes sense.
What did Henry Ford invent? Oh, we'll give you Ford vehicles.
Yeah.
The Model T Ford and the assembly line.
Mm-hmm, both of those things.
That's it. We just didn't get to two questions, but that was phenomenal.
We got pretty close, man. Pretty close.
Well, no, thank y'all for the opportunity, though. I have fun.
Well, please sign up again, thebullhouston.com/contest.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Okay, earlier in the show, I told you how you could hit the jackpot tonight for Mega Millions. You're welcome. Now let me extend your life.
Well, Katie.
My money could also extend your life.
That would help quite a lot.
If you don't win, how about We help boost your metabolism and cure your screen addiction.
Okay.
There's a dude named Logan Ivy. Now, these are not the same solution, by the way. These are two different things. But he thought that he was a little too addicted to his phone, and he decided to do something about it. So what did he do? Designed and 3D printed a 6-pound stainless steel phone case.
How?
That cut his daily screen time by more than half.
Yo, his phone is 6 pounds? 6 pounds.
Well, the case is 6 pounds.
Well, whatever the phone is on top.
Exactly.
So you're basically holding.
So it could be 7-8 pounds.
So you're really lifting a weight.
Yeah. So that was the thing. It's
wow.
It's now too heavy for him to use comfortably.
Right.
Thus reducing his overall time on the thing.
Brilliant.
It took 2 months to develop and requires an Allen wrench to remove 4 screws, making it difficult to take off quickly.
Brilliant.
So it's like that's just kind of his life.
That's just what you do because...
And he has to really want to look at it in order to pick it up.
It makes you look down and think...
I mean, that or you're going to get really strong forearms.
Yeah, there's no downside to this.
I hope you alternate your hands because...
Oh, yeah, you get that Popeye.
It's going to look real weird.
That Popeye flex.
Real weird. And for your metabolism, a new study out of Finland says that you could do that just by standing up more. And not for very long, just 30 minutes.
I buy that.
If you could stand for 30 minutes more a day,
mm-hmm.
then you will see measurable improvements in your metabolic health.
That just tells you exactly how much we are
sedentary we are, yeah.
Like ever, yeah.
The benefits were strongest for adults who were pretty inactive, maybe a bit overweight, or just in that class where you're a higher risk for heart disease or diabetes.
Yeah.
Now, they say it's not a free pass to skip workouts, but it is a super easy place to start.
Absolutely.
Might be what you need to convince your office to get you a standing desk.
And that it could be the thing. That could be. Now, I'm going to go in completely other direction, and we're going to talk video games. After acquiring.
Play them standing up.
That's.
You're welcome.
Yo, Zach Brown lost a ton of weight.
Well, not standing. He was running.
Yeah, he had a treadmill. He put it in front of his TV.
Didn't he only play when he was.
He only played video games when he was working out, and he was addicted to Madden. So he would get in like a 2.5 hour sesh walking on the treadmill while he was playing Madden. Dude went. I mean, the weight fell off of him. Atari is bringing back its old rival Intellivision in the coolest way possible. Okay, you don't know what Intellivision is either.
I don't know what Intellivision is.
Okay, I've never heard of it. I should know. I
know what an Atari is.
You know what an Atari is? Katie, yeah. You also like video games quite a lot, especially old school video games.
Yeah, I know what Atari is. I don't know what Intellivision is.
The new Intellivision Sprint console keeps the retro wood grain and gold look of the 1980s classic. But adds modern features like, you know, obviously cables that work, a built-in library of 45 games. You can play Space Battle, Baseball, Astro Smash, and the big hit Shark.
Yeah, no idea.
I think I know why this might have gone.
Shark.
That hot banger Shark. You can order this for $149.99 at Atari.com. Cannot imagine why this thing went. Katie's going to look. Give me a quick little bit.
I feel like they're reviving it just so they can fail again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
adding insult to injury, old Atari.
This is called spiking the football. The game console so crappy it went out of business twice.
When I type in shark, I just get pictures of sharks. But, so
yeah, as one would.
Google doesn't even register it as a thing.
Guys, have a great day. We'll see you back tomorrow.